Hello, and welcome to Inside IT from the technology experts at Intel's own IT department. In this podcast, we talk with Intel Corporate Vice President and Chief Information Officer Kim Stevenson. The start of a new year is a great time to take stock. With that in mind, we take some time here for a wide-ranging conversation with Intel Corporate Vice President and CIO Kim Stevenson. Kim, thanks a lot for joining us here today.
Paul, it's great to be here.
With Intel delivering its highest revenue year to date, how do you see IT playing a role in accelerating Intel's business?
You know, like most businesses today, IT is an integral part of Intel's operations and our overall transformation that the company's going through. We partner really closely with our business units to align to their priorities and objectives. And basically, each year, our priorities in IT fall into four categories. One is to help Intel transform through using insight and innovation to deliver solutions that accelerate our growth as a company. The second is to apply our business acumen to deliver Intel operational improvements, like reducing time to market, and that helps our overall cost structure and operating performance of the company. And then third is their day in and day out, we have to deliver operational excellence in the services that we deliver. And we have to protect Intel's assets. The underlying foundation to those three priorities is that we have to build a highly talented IT team who are inspired to do great things and grow personally as Intel's business grows and changes.
I want to ask you about security. Now, according to the United States Department of Justice, cybercrime is one of the greatest threats facing our country, and it has enormous implications, of course, for our national security, economic prosperity, and public safety. So what is Intel IT doing to improve security?
Certainly, today's cybersecurity environment is a challenge for everybody, is how I would say it. And the security threats, they continue to grow in both sophistication and frequency that companies see. Our goal is to make it very difficult for any malicious activity to get into Intel. But if it does get in, then we detect it rapidly and take the appropriate action to mitigate any negative business impact. So one of the things that we've done is incorporated a security business intelligence platform into our environment, and that's proven to be very valuable in helping us proactively prevent the threats through detecting and responding to them in real time. So our current ability to detect and respond in real time has made it possible through big data and advanced analytics. Our security BI platform distills and filters about 10 billion events per day. And then it turns that into meaningful event analysis that our security analyst investigators can use. So it reduces that data collection time from a couple of weeks down to about 20 minutes, making that real-time analysis possible.
And speaking of big data and business intelligence and analytics, in what ways do you see that continuing to solve business problems at Intel?
Yeah, that's the exciting part, because we're really at the very beginning of what advanced analytics and business intelligence can do for companies. Broadly, both IT professionals and business leaders are asking the question about what should they be doing in this space, which is encouraging to me. And the tools and solutions are now becoming widely available. So it boils down to identifying areas your company needs to improve on. And that could be identifying new market opportunities. It could be identifying targeting new potential customers to grow your revenue. But it also could be identifying within the company areas that require much more operational efficiency across the company. So in Intel IT, in 2014, we used our BI and analytic tools to increase revenue by about $350 million. You know, some of that, about $75 million, $76 million, came from a sales and marketing analytics engine that provided recommendations to tell us people that were coming into our website and our outbound call centers, you know, what customers should we call on, what should we talk to them about, and really shorten the sales cycle, but also to reach customers that we hadn't had previous insight about. And then we generated over $250 million by integrating multiple data sources into our decision support system to maximize revenue by optimizing our supply and demand, or how we allocate to customers. So it really comes down to, for any company, it's framing that business problem. so that you answer the right questions and then marry previously unused or new data to solve that problem.
Now, you've touched on time to market acceleration and its impact on the product lifecycle. Can you describe what you're doing in this area to drive the key business results?
Sure. So at Intel, time to market, it's a critical driver for our system on chip business. So our IT team partnered closely with the system on chip design engineering team to analyze billions of product design records and understand the entire design engineering through production process. That effort led to us redefining business processes when we made some data center investments to allow for optimization of the design engineering cycle. And we implemented some tools that seamlessly allow for massive amounts of resources shifts to satisfy that demand. When our chip designs, and we were doing regression analysis, what we find is we need a huge amount of compute resources for that period of time. And so we were able to do resource allocation in the data center much more effectively. And we've seen up to 22 weeks of time to market reduction on certain SoCs that we've been working on. So our view is that with improved facilities and rack designs, we're also able to achieve world-class environmental results. So we have the data center runs at 1.07 PUE. So we get a double benefit, right? We get time to market and then we get energy efficiency. So we continue to focus in this area and we're going to raise the bar using leading edge data centers and advanced analytics to further accelerate our time to market.
And continuing to look ahead, what emerging trends in business or technology do you believe are going to make the most impact on Intel and its IT processes?
Yeah, so I often say, you know, there are no IT projects, they're only business projects. So I want to start with the business trends that you really just can't ignore. So technology is changing business models and redefining what it means to be an industry leader. Now, whether you're talking about Uber partnering with Home Depot to deliver Christmas trees or Amazon delivering products via drones or Kickstarter reinventing funding models for early stage companies, these are all technology-based shifts that threaten conventional business models. The common elements are that products are being coupled with services to create market expansion, and the assets are being shared across an ecosystem to rapidly engage new sets of customers. And in some cases, customers playing a role in the definition of the products and services that they consume. These shifts, to me, are only possible through the use of social, mobile, big data analytic tools delivered through the cloud. The cumulative value of that technology set provides the ability to disrupt traditional business models. So our strategies and investments in social, mobile, analytics, and cloud play a role in positioning Intel to capitalize on these trends also.
So how would you summarize the challenges that Intel IT will need to deal with in 2015?
Well, Paul, I don't actually see it as a challenge to overcome. I see it as an opportunity to drive further innovation at Intel and for the industry. Intel IT remains highly aligned to our company's highest priorities. With that, we're also working closely with our specific business group partners to capitalize on what information technology will help them accelerate their business goals. And we've basically earned the right to influence decisions in the business to help them drive more innovation faster. And to me, that's the exciting opportunity. And I think it's true for every business today.
Great. Kim, thank you very much for taking out time to share your insights with us.
Thanks, Paul. Glad to be here.
That does it for this edition of Inside IT. For more on Intel IT's direction in 2015 and beyond, or for anything IT related, go to www.intel.com/IT. While you're there, you can sign up for the Intel IT Center for regular updates on IT topics, third-party research, IT-focused events, and more. For Inside IT, I'm Paul Lancourt.